Blog Talk Radio.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I gonna do?
To show him your love.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, honest to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome to Warrior Gospel Connection. Where is your host, none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas? We have a phenomenal woman of God coming on this morning, Minister Williams. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Remember, share, share, share. There's a word for you, and somebody else might need to hear what the woman of God has to say today. God deposits something in her to give out to you. So get ready. Therefore, I want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. United States, of course, Paris, Canada, Japan, Brazil, South Korea, Ghana, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Know that we are praying on this side of the globe for you. Sometimes they can't openly pray and worship God like we can. But you have family over here that's praying and interceding for you. So don't give up. Hold on. Remember, the storm may form, but it will not prosper. The scripture for this morning is Revelations 12 and 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not live their lives to death. Romans 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. The enemy might make you think that you are, but women of God, you're beautiful and wonderfully made. God made you in his image, he made you the way he wanted to do. Stop worrying about what they say about you or what they call you, as long as you answer to what God called you. That's the only thing you need to worry about. Everything else is irrelevant. Yes, the storm is here. Yes, you're going through. But remember, there is a light at the end of the rainbow. The storm is just to test your faith. That's all it is. It's just sent to test your faith. That's it. I say this all the time. If you don't have a relationship with God, start reading the scripture a day. Ask God to guide you in the right direction. Ask him to show you in which direction to go. We're all human. We've all made mistakes. Nobody's perfect. And he's not asking you to be perfect. He's asking you to be faithful. Remember, he wants that one-on-one time with just you and him. Give it to him. And I'm telling you, it will change your life. Father God, we ask you to come on here this morning to have your way. You know what your people need from you, Heavenly Father. And we ask you to continue to cover us and show us in, out of season, in the direction that we need to be. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we honor you forever. We're going to go to a musical break and we'll be right back.
In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
Oh.
Remember, your testimony can save someone's life. Yes, you've been through chaos, but somebody could be dealing with the same thing that you went through right now. There's nothing wrong with reaching out and sharing your testimony. You know, you guys, I always share mine. I'm not ashamed of who I am or where I came from, and that's why I share my testimony. But somebody needs to hear that you made it through the domestic violence. You made it through the being on the streets or being molested or just being verbally abused or being feeling like you're alone. You made it through. God was right there with you through it all. Everybody don't have a mima and grandma and, you know, nana. Someone had passed on before you was old enough to realize who they were. But I had a praying grandmother that prayed for Kishima. Nowhere near I was perfect, but if it had not been for her prayers and staring on her face for me, there's no telling where I would be, either 6 feet under or in prison. My grandmother saved my life with her prayers. I share this all the time. I was a dope dealer. I was a madam. I actually pimped women. I was in a gang. I fought from sixth grade on up. You couldn't tell me anything. All jokes aside, I thought I was Keisha from New Jack City. No judgment. I can only talk about Kishima. And that's why if you ask him, I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But that's what people need to hear. So just because they're doing the same thing and they're so quick to judge, that's why people don't want to go to church. So what you have tattoos, you can still go and serve God. I have 17 and not covered up anything because that's my testimony for someone to see. I'm not perfect, but I know somebody who died for me and you, And he loves me just the way I am. He made me. He let me go down those paths so I can be the person who I am today, and I thank God for that. Yes, I've been through hell and back. Absolutely. A single parent with four kids. Absolutely. And I raised my children to love God. I'm not perfect. Remember, raising children don't come with instructions. They do not. But when you have God in your heart, I already knew who God was. I was raised in the church. I knew who he was. I chose to run. Yeah, me. I chose to run. Because I wasn't ready at that time that I thought I was ready. But when there's a calling on your life, I say this all the time, many are called, but a few are chosen. And when you're chosen, that's the person that goes through so much hell. All those old saints, yeah, I did say hell. Only person can judge me is God. I care less what you think about me. I'm just here to worship and serve God until he called my name. I'm not a fit for everybody, and that's okay. I'm cool with that. I'm the only child, so I'm all right with it. But I'm going to tell you the truth because I have to. If I didn't love you and didn't love the God in you, I wouldn't tell you the truth. Share your testimony. Let the people know that if you got through it, they can too. Somebody needs to hear it. I keep saying that. You went through the storms to test your faith. I went through all that crazy stuff. I had no business doing it, but I did it anyway. And I'm still here in the land of the living. I'm still above the ground and not beneath it. I'm still on the free side of the globe and not in prison. That's a difference. That's a milestone by itself. To still be here and can tell you, God saved a sinner like me. He can save you. He loves you. You are beautifully and wonderfully made in his image. He loves you. God never left you. You left him. Remember, he's not forceful. He's not going to force himself on you. He's going to be right there with open arms saying, daughter, I'm here. He's always right there with you. Remember, God will never leave you nor forsake you. It's man that will leave you and lie to you and use you, not the Father. My goal is to hear a job well done, Kishima. That's why I'm here. That's why I choose to live the right way. You know, it's not easy. Remember, every title is more demons that's come on and more imps that come on to try to knock you off track, whether your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your siblings, your family, period. The devil already seen your future, sweetheart. He knows what you're capable of once you surrender to God. Remember, nowhere in Genesis or Revelation say it's going to be easy. But it did say having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. So what you feel? Get up. Dust yourself off. Remember, a just man falls seven times. It's not about the times that he fell. It's about him getting right back up. That's what's important. Get right back up. Dust yourself off. Hold your head up. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you need to do is tell God thank you. He woke you up. Grab your helmet of salvation on, put it on your head, lace up your boots or put your heels on, and get ready to step on the devil's head. Remember, Job never turned his back on Jesus. He was hurt. He was weary. But he still stayed faithful to God in spite of all the things he went through, losing his family, his financials, his houses, his cattle. He lost everything. But he stayed faithful to the word of God. His friends came and said they couldn't say anything. They just sat there. Who are you having around? You check your circle. Remember, you need people that's praying for you, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, not praying on you, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. It's the difference. Link up with people that's going to push you and help you get where you need to get. Everybody can't go where you're going, sweetheart, and it's okay. The proper walk is a lonely walk sometimes. But don't get weary. Don't fold because somebody is depending on you. Yes, you. When we're over the globe, overseas, some people are not openly able to talk to other people about God or ask for prayer. Some people can't do that, but you are here. Spend on that one-on-one time with God. Where you take 5 minutes a day, start somewhere. Talk to him. I guarantee you he'll talk back to you. But make sure it's his voice you're hearing. Ask God for discernment because the enemy is crafty. Remember, he was an angel, so he know. He know that he know that he know. But we know somebody that's more powerful than him. Have you tried him? Let me tell you, his name is Jesus. Just give him a try, and your life will change. Remember, nothing's easy. My grandfather said, anything worth having is easy. No, you got to put some work into it, some elbow grease, get on your knees and pray and talk to God. When's the last time you laid out in front of him? And he said, here I am, God. What do you want me to do? I've tried it my way and it's not working. I don't want to give up because I know you have a plan for my life. What do you want me to do? Ask him. He'll tell you. If you don't have anybody to talk to or pray with, Apostle and I are always here. You can reach out to us as Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or text us 832-519-7646. You're not alone. That's what the enemy wants you to think, that you're alone. That's why suicide rate is so high. You're not alone, sweetheart. Let us push you to your destiny if you need help. It's birthing time. It's time to give birth to what's inside of you. The anointing that's on you needs to come out so it can help other women. Stand up. Smile. Look in the mirror and say, hi, hello. Mary J. Blas say, good morning. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to walk into your destiny. And know that you are a daughter of a king. You are worthy. You're a royal priesthood. You're an ambassador for Christ. Adjust your crown. Wipe your face. Wipe your tears. Remove the mask. And be the unique person that you are. Yeah, some people are not going to like it, but that's okay. You're not aiming to please them. You're aiming to please God. And once you see that, your life will change. Now, I'm telling you, it's going to get rough, but don't get weary in well-doing. You'll have those days, but don't stay in that. Don't stay in those weary days. Dust yourself off. Remember, keep that helmet of salvation on and trust God. And watch what he do for you. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. He changed me. From kicking indoors, whooping behind, I'm telling you, he changed me. He can do the same thing for you. Well, that's my little nugget for this morning. Share your testimony. Let the women know that you made it through. They can make it through, too. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to give the word from God just for you. Get your pen and paper together. Get ready to eat spiritually. Share, because it might help someone else. If you didn't get it, somebody else might need to get it. Minister Williams, good morning, woman of God. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Douglas. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning. The floor is yours. I'm ready to eat, so I'm going mute. You had to let the Lord use you, and we're excited to have you on.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so very much. It is an honor, an absolute honor to be here to first have met you, Pastor Douglas. I have heard so much about you as well as your husband, so it is definitely a pleasure to hear your voice personally and to meet you. Actually, I will start by giving honor. The Word of God says to give honor to whom honor is due. So first and foremost, I honor God. I thank God for being who he is in my life and has always been, whether I realize it or not. Honor to our chief apostle. His name is Apostle Mark Robinson Sr. I bless God for him. And he has the covenant in which we are under, which is United Kingdom Alliance. I also bless God and honor my pastor, who is the Apostle Kendrick J. Walker, and his wife, who I affectionately call my Lady M. She is my First Lady, and I am blessed just to know her and work alongside her. Last and certainly not least, I bless God and honor my husband, Minister Cedric L. Williams. Thank God for him. It has truly been a journey with him. Who would have known? I will tell you, I second the notion of Pastor Douglas. I have a testimony, y'all, and no one could have told me that I would be married to a preacher slash pastor. Amen.
Come on. Come on, this morning, you're in my lane. You're in my lane, Mr. Williams. You're in my lane. I'm not going to say nothing, but I have, you're in my lane.
Yes, ma'am. But to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. So unless I hold you too long, let's get into this word that God has given for me as well as you. That is what I believe. The word is coming from Isaiah 54 and 17. I believe that's a very familiar scripture, yet God is going to put a little bit of a twist on it this morning. I will be reading from the New Living Translation first and then the Amplified Version. What it says is, but in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. Every voice raised up to accuse you, these benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, my God, have spoken. The Amplified Version reads, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, says the Lord. My God, the grass may wither. In fact, it will wither, and the flowers will fade, but the word of our Lord, our God, shall stand forever. If I had to just put some type of, you know, ministers, preachers, we love to title things, amen? We like to have some point of reference that we can always go back to. So if I had to put a title to this, it would be The Weapon versus the Inheritance. My God, The Weapon versus the Inheritance. Okay, y'all. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this time that you are allowing us right here, right now, in this moment, oh God. Father, we do not believe in things just happening. We believe that you purposely set this time. You purposely allowed us to come together on this call for such a time as now. And God, we bless you for it. Now, Lord, we pray that your word will saturate the grounds of our minds and our hearts, oh God. We pray that we are open before you and just ready to receive from you, God. We thank you for your word, for it is light. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you that we have somewhere to go. We can always go to your word. Father God, use me to your glory. I am your submitted servant. Have your way. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So what we have here in Isaiah 54, like I said, I know that many of us are very, very familiar with that scripture that I just read. Many times we use that scripture specifically when we are enduring and going through something, right? It's an encouraging scripture to us. We turn to this particular scripture when we feel that the enemy has taken quite a hit against us, amen, when he has pulled from his great bag of weapons. That's what we believe. At least that's how we live. We live as though the enemy has so much to come up against us with. Amen. And so he reaches into his bag, his arsenal, and he pulls out his weapon, and then he fires against us. And so we immediately run to the Word of God, many times this very scripture, so that we can let him know that no matter what weapon you attempt to use against me, it will come to nothing. We even have heard others refer to, or they've allowed us to take a little peek deeper into the Word, where it says, no weapon that is formed, amen. We've gotten to the point to where we understand that our prayers of saying, Lord, please protect us, please keep the weapons from coming up against us, is not the actual one-all cure-all, amen. We still find that the weapons are still forming, amen. We are still being attacked, amen. And sometimes, in fact, if I can be honest, oftentimes, the devil is right on target. And so we go to this word, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. But one of the things that I've noticed is that many times when this scripture is given, that's where the reader or the encourager or the inspirer stops. They stop right there. No weapon that is formed against you, woman of God, man of God, shall prosper. But there's so much more to this scripture, and that's what we are going to go a bit deeper into on today. The weapon versus the inheritance. I'm not trying to insult anyone's intelligence, but one of the things that God leads me into is ensuring that everyone is on the same page when it comes to breaking down the Word of God. So I have taken the liberty to define inheritance, or heritage, in other words. What it means, according to Webster, is property that is or may be inherited. Jesus, an inheritance, amen. A special or individual possession, an allotted portion, that which is inherited. Now, in your spare time, I want you to actually go back to Isaiah 54 and read the entire chapter. One of the things that you will find is that God is basically making some promises. That's what he's doing. He's making some promises unto the children of Israel, his chosen people. One of the things that I recognize that he says in verse number 4, Isaiah 54, verse number 4, he says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. Amen. And the reason why my eyes turn to that particular scripture is because a lot of times when the enemy uses his arsenal against us, when he uses these particular weapons that he has against us that seems as though they're so insurmountable and so many, what he does is he wants, number one, to cause fear to enter in, but he also wants to remind us of something that causes us shame, that causes us to want to bow our heads rather than keep it lifted high, that causes us to want to back up. How can I be a minister? How can I talk about the Word when I used to do this, or when I come from this and this was my environment, and I've sinned so much, I've seen so much, I've done so much wrong. How can I even be worthy enough to carry such a word? That's one of his weapons. Two of his weapons, excuse me, to create fear, to instill fear, and also to cause us to be ashamed. And so just a little bit of the backstory of the children of Israel. They were, of course, as we know, selected by God. God looked down and pointed his finger at them and said, you know what? That is my chosen people. And one of the reasons that he did that was because they were considered a smaller nation. They were the nation that was being bullied by other nations. And that's just like God, isn't it? To see the lowest, or to see the ones that are cast out, or to see the ones that are cast down and say, you know what? That's who I choose. And so that's what he did with the children of Israel. And especially when they were in bondage and they were crying out because they were in so much pain and they were burdened, heavy laden, they began to cry out unto God. And God looked down once again and said, that's my chosen. I select them. Well, as time continues to progress, of course, we know the children of Israel become disobedient children. They begin to worship other gods. They begin to do the exact opposite of what God told them not to do. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately in their case, God had to render judgment. One of those judgments would be to send them back to bondage. One of those judgments would be, I'm going somewhere, y'all, I promise. One of those judgments would be to have them taken captive once again, to have their sacred temple that they loved so much, that they built with their hands, to have it completely ruined. That was the consequence. But here what we see in verse number 4, telling his chosen, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. I am completely convinced that as God continues to set this stage that leads up to our favorite scripture, amen, that leads up to though the weapons may form, they will not prosper, amen. I am completely convinced that he's setting the stage here. Because watch this. In verse number 5, he says, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. So what he's saying is the devil can take his best shot. The enemy can take his best shot. He can come at you talking about what you used to do and how you used to do it. It doesn't matter because God looked down from where he sits and pointed his finger at you, selected you to be a part of his chosen family. And so just as he's telling the children of Israel here, do not fear, do not worry about the shame of your youth, for that will be, or is, shall I say, forgotten. It is forgotten, women of God. It is forgotten, men of God. Amen. And then he says, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. See, in those days, one of the things that a woman did not want to be was a widow. And the reason for that was because she depended solely on her husband. He was the breadwinner of the home. He was the one that brought about everything that the home needed. And so when she became a widow, that basically left her destitute. And my Lord, if she had children as well. But here it is, God is saying that I won't even remember, or you will not even remember how they treated you when you were a widow, when you were single, when it appeared as though you had no protector, no provider, no priest, no prophet, no preacher of your home. And he goes on to say, for your maker is your husband. Yeah. Yeah, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, just in case they were wondering, just in case they wanted to know, who is it that backs you like that? I mean, I see you single. I see you without your husband or without a man in your home. Arab, it's God. God says he's your maker and he's your husband. So do not fear. Do not be ashamed. Amen. I feel led to go here. Some of us are led to believe that because we don't have husbands, because we are in our widowhood, then we aren't as good or as worthy or as valuable as someone else who has a husband. I've been there, y'all. I was once a widow. I lost my first husband at the age of 19. We got married at 18. We had been high school sweethearts, but we got into a car accident. I survived. He was killed. So I understand what it means to be a widow. I understand what it means to feel like an outcast. Like I don't, you know, man, I'm missing out. They have husbands. They have someone to go home to. Their husbands take care of them. But God is reminding us right here, don't be ashamed of that, because I'm your maker and I'm your husband. He's still setting the stage, y'all. And then he goes on, if we drop all the way down to verse number 13, he says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Yes, I understand what it looks like now. Your children may be away from home. They may be grown and out of your house, and they may be making some decisions that are not quite lining up with how it is raised them, how it is that you reared them. But I want you to be encouraged here, because just as God is speaking to Israel, the children of Israel, he's also speaking to us today. The word of God says he is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And so he says here that your children shall be taught by the Lord, my God. I know you want to protect them. I know you want to keep them and shelter them from the things and the happenings and the dangers of this world. God said that he will teach them for you, or in your, when you can't be where they are, the Lord is there, and he's guiding them, he's keeping them, because that's what he promised. So you just, our position, amen, as guardians and parents, is to just remain in prayer for our children. God allows us to be in their lives hands-on for just a little while before they venture out. I know that's for someone on this morning. Amen. Verse number 14 says, in righteousness you shall be established. We're talking about you and I. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. I am believing that for every single person that is listening in on this call right now. You shall be far from oppression. I don't care what the situation looks like. I don't care what you're told. I don't care how many denial letters you've received. I don't care how many no's that have been given to you. You shall be far from oppression. You shall not come under the oppression of having to borrow. You will not come under the oppression of feeling as though you're under someone's thumb because you owe them. I am saying here, according to the word of God, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. Amen. We're leading up to 17, y'all. We're almost there. Still talking about the weapon versus the inheritance. Now watch this. Watch this. In verse number 16, it says, behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. This scripture here is so profound, and it is definitely the foundation and the backdrop to verse number 17. Why is that, you may ask? Well, one reason is because God is stating here that he's the one that creates the one who creates the weapon. My God. He says, I have created the blacksmith. What does that mean? That means he's still in control, my God. He says, who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. God says, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. In other words, those little, the people that keep coming up against you, the weapons that keep coming up against you, the arrows that seem to continuously hit, and you feel them so vividly because they're so targeted, Amen. And just when you think that you're up and on your feet and you're able to continue to press and continue to move on, here comes another blow. And just when you think, okay, God, I continue to trust you and I'm going to continue to walk according to what it is that you've called me to, bam, here comes another blow. And it's just blow after blow after blow. But what God is saying here is that I have not only created the person who is rendering the weapons, but I have created the weapon itself, Jesus. And so I can, oh God, I can hear the Lord say, why are you afraid of the weapon? Yes, it's easier said than done, I understand, because the weapons do hurt, no matter what form they come in, whether it's words, whether it's deeds, they do hurt. But there's no reason to fear them, because God created them. And if he created them, then he's in control of them. So let's get back to this enemy that keeps throwing blow after blow after blow, that keeps targeting you left and right. And just when you felt as though you were over one thing, here comes another. Let's talk about that for a second. I want you to know, I want you to take this with you. If you have heard nothing else that has been said here today, take this word in which I say that even though the weapon is formed, it cannot come against you because God is in control of the weapon. My God, God is in control of the weapon. It may be formed, but it will come to nothing. That's what another version says. It will come to nothing. In other words, my God, in other words, if you were approached by someone with a gun, amen, and they are pointing it directly in your face, but then when it comes time to pull the trigger, nothing comes out because the gun is empty, Jesus, because it has no bullets. My God, that's what happens when the enemy keeps attempting to throw things at you and he uses his particular weapon and it seems as though it's targeted. God is saying that I control the bullet. I created the gun and I also created the bullet. So because I did, then verse number 17 comes in. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It shall not succeed. It shall come to absolutely nothing. Nothing. My God. Now, there's one other thing that I will do as I am nearing a close. The word of God says, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Not your friend, not the one that you confide in. My God, not even your overseer. We appreciate our pastors. We appreciate our leaders. And we know that they cover us. Amen. We're appreciative of that. But the word of God says, you shall condemn it. That means that because God has control over the person of the weapon and the weapon, he's given you and I power to be able to condemn the tongues that come behind it. How many of us have experienced that at some point in our lives? Everybody who feels that they know us because they knew us back when we were this age and we did this thing and we used to frequent this place and we used to stand on this corner, they feel that they know your entire life and they never allow you to live it down. Amen. Well, God is saying here that no matter what they say, no matter what comes out of their mouth, he says, you have the power to condemn it because I remain in control, my God. And then he goes on to say, this is the heritage. Remember, we defined heritage. We said that it was property that is or may be inherited. It means a special or individual possession. An allotted portion. God has deliberately taken out some heritage just for you to be able to do this, to condemn every tongue that rises up against you and to ensure that no weapon that is conjured up, nothing that the enemy can do, nothing that the enemy can say, will be able to be successful against you. That's your heritage. That's your right. That's your special and individual possession. That's your allotted portion. No weapon, women of God. No weapon, men of God. And to close it out, y'all, my God, to close it out, it says that this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. In other words, my God, this is what God has allotted to those who have determined that even with everything that's going on around me, even with every blow that even that I take, I will continue to serve the Lord. I will continue to be open and ready for him to perform whatever it is that he wants to do in and through us. That's what this part is talking about. It's for you and it's for me. That's our inheritance. That's our heritage. Amen. Now watch this. There's one other definition of heritage that I saved to share until this very moment. One of the other definitions of heritage is a title or property or estate by law to the heir on the death, my God, Lord have mercy, of the owner, Jesus. I'll say it again. I'm sorry, y'all. I get happy. A title or property or estate that passes by law to the heir on the death of the owner. My God. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. So what you're telling me is that the heritage is mine because it passes by law, meaning there's nothing that can turn it around. There's nothing that can interject it from getting to me, my God. And it comes to me because I am an heir, my God, to the owner that has now died. So let's go back just a little bit. We understand that Jesus is the owner, my God. And Jesus has already done what? Died, Jesus. And so, oh Lord have mercy, what God is telling us here is that we're able to take this inheritance, we're able to hold our head up high, we're able to continue to decree and declare that no weapon formed shall come up against us and be successful because Jesus has already died, and because he's died, we have become the heirs to the inheritance. My God. My God. Jesus is the owner. Now, remember, at the beginning, we said there were some benefits. Remember, it says after it says no weapon that is formed against you will succeed, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. It says this peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. There is the benefit. The benefits are peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition. That's what you have inherited. That's what I have inherited. And because that is our inheritance, then there can be no weapon that is formed that the enemy can create still be able to succeed. God says he has us in the palm of his hand. We can never be plucked out. We can never be removed. The word of God even tells us that there's nothing that can even come in between the love, the amount of pure love that he has for us. He says nothing, no death, no height, nothing can separate us from his love. It is there for us always and forever. We are able to stand on this word in total belief that no matter what the enemy throws up against us, it can't succeed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure they're listening as well. I want you to take that with you today. I want you to remind yourself that no matter what you're facing, it does not matter what the situation may be, what the issue is, what the challenge is, what the difficulty is, God said that your inheritance is peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition. Therefore, the weapon cannot and will not prosper. Amen. Amen. Back into your hands, Pastor Douglas.
Amen. Amen. What a word this morning, similar to what I discussed earlier. What a word. People have to understand, stop listening to what people call you and focus on what God called you. Thank you, Minister Williams. That's such a powerful word that you gave this morning. Remember, if you guys want prayer, to call in 563-999-3628. You must press 1 so I know you want to pray. You want prayer, I'm sorry, or you want to speak or want to say something to Minister Williams while she's still on here. You have to press 1 in order for me to know, because it's a lot of numbers up, and I can't take the time out to go and click on each one to find out. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously. Bless her household, Lord. Bless her and her husband. This is the season of open door right now, Heavenly Father, and I ask you to cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. You already know the need and the desire. If they need anything, I ask you to fulfill it as I touch and agree for the man and woman of God to go out and to continue to do your will. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Minister Williams, let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear a word from you or if they have a question for you. Oh, we have a caller that want to say something. Hold on for a second. Let me click on that. Good morning. Good morning. This is World Gospel Connection. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Pastor Elder Williams, Prophetess Felix Emma Williams' husband. I had to step away from my office and to just thank God, number one, for you, woman of God, for the opportunity to allow my wife to speak what God has on her heart. And to my lovely wife, thank you so much for feeding us well, because we do know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and she has definitely delivered a great message, and I thank God for her life. I thank God for where he's bringing her, and again, I just want to just express my love and appreciation for her feeding us well this morning.
Amen, amen. Minister Williams, we got some strong husbands. I just found out a few minutes ago that the man of God been on Apostles broadcast. And I said, now, you know what? We're going to get both of them for not letting us know a long time ago. But thank you for coming on, man of God, and honoring your wife. That's a blessing. Women of God, be patient. God has someone just for you. Just like Minister Williams said earlier, we've all been there. But know that God has someone specifically for you. You stop trying to pick them and let God pick them. And I guarantee it's going to be worth it. Wait.
Amen.
You have to be patient. Once you be patient, I'm telling you, God will already design your husband for you. It's on you to be patient and trust him. Minister Williams, your husband is talking. Let me call me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you honoring and appreciate me, love. I thank God for you. But you are able to keep in touch, I guess, reach out to me. I have founded a support group. It's called Crossing Over Support Group. It is specifically geared towards young women and women alike to be able to help us all and them to cross over from the darkness of our past into the marvelous life wait. And we are going to get back to actually meeting once a month, but now we are on Facebook and YouTube. You are more than welcome to come on at the Crossover Journey Continues. That's my tag for the Crossing Over Support Group page, as well as on YouTube. You can just look up Crossing Over Support Group each and every Monday at 8 o'clock a.m. I do come on with an encouraging word on Facebook, actually on Facebook, Twitter, as well as YouTube. So again, that page is Crossing Over Support Group. You are more than welcome to inbox me there on that particular page, or you can actually reach out on my personal page. It is under the name Jewel J-E-W-E-L, Lady M. Williams. I had to create an entirely new Facebook page, and it wouldn't allow me to use my actual name again. So that's why that is the way that it is. Also, towards the future, actually, we will be launching in June, but I will have a coaching firm in which we are continuing. We want to reach as many women as possible, as well as men. It's not just specifically for the women, but we want to be able to help them to get to their God-given goals. Amen. There are things that God wants us to complete before we leave Earth. And so sometimes, I was sharing with someone just on yesterday, it's not that the people do not want to go where they're meant to go. It's just that sometimes they're needing direction. They need to be able to receive the directions to get there. No different than when we're traveling. We're not going to go from state to state without having some form of directions that will get us there. And so that's what my coaching firm will be about. It will be called A Man Crossing Over Journey Coaching. And if you continue to stay connected with me through Crossing Over Support Group, all of those details leading up to the launch and everything like that will be given on that page. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor Douglas. I am affiliated with Visible Kingdom Empowerment Church. That is my church home. Praise God for them, where Apostle Kendrick J. Walker and Prophetess Melani Walker are the officiants. Amen. I bless God for them. They have truly been blessings to my husband and I. We have a history together, but who would have known that God would have connected us now for this particular time? So we are definitely grateful to our pastor and leading lady. Amen.
Amen. We have another caller. Hold on, Minister Williams. Good morning, Worldwide Gospel Connection. Caller, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, Prophet Tashima. This is Lady Walker. This is the divine tournament that she was mentioning us. Amen. But I thoroughly enjoyed the word this morning. I definitely had my pen and pad handy because I knew I was going to be in for a good, true word, like I shared on Facebook. But I just wanted to, of course, encourage the woman of God to keep pressing forward and keep her ear to the voice of God, and just move forward with what God is speaking to you. And again, Prophetess, thank you so much for this opportunity for women like myself and Minister Emerald to share what God is leading us to share. And I just truly enjoyed the word this morning, and may God continually bless the works of your hands and the fruit of your labor. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Big on support, so that's good that her husband and her mom came on to support. People, you have to understand, iron literally sharpens iron. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about spreading the word of God all the time, not just when it's convenient. It's not always good to be seen, but you need to be heard when it's about the word of God. Again, thank you so much, Minister Williams. We have so much work to do alongside Prophetess Walker. I'm big on iron sharpening iron. I'm big on support. If y'all need Apostle and I, let us know. We don't have a problem hitting the highway. So let us know that we are here. That's what we're supposed to be here for, one another. Everybody wants to worry about the names that's light and big and well-known, but it's not always about that. What people need to understand is always about Jesus and spreading his word, not your word. That's why it's important to link up with like-minded people. Thank you so much for coming on and delivering that word. You will be back, so get ready to come back again and deliver a word. If you guys did not hear Minister Williams' information, how to contact her, let me know. You can reach us at World Gospel Connection on Facebook. Message us. I will definitely connect you guys. You're not in this fight by yourself. I say this all the time. The enemy already knows your future. So he knows what you're capable of once you surrender to Christ. But you're not alone. You have men and women of God on this side that will pray and intercede for you. It's birthing time. The midwives are here. Now it's time to birth out what's in you. I'm going to give you three keys before I let you go. One, find you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, find you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Go visit. So God tell you this where you need to be. Go online, but still be safe. You're welcome to join us, Apostle and I, at the Abba House International at Staybridge, 1920 Sam Houston Parkway, first and third Sunday. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under, that they're walking what they're preaching. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. You must be under somebody that's praying and interceding for you. They have to walk what they're preaching. If they're not walking what they're preaching, that's not where you need to be. I have to tell you the truth because God holds me accountable for it. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. You need a covering. You cannot be out here openly by yourself. You need someone that can cover you and guide you in the right direction. Remember, we still have blessed all of you needed. It is free. It is no miracle water nor soap on the rope, but it is free. If you need it, I will mail it to you or meet you in person. Remember, people of God, it's about kingdom business, not your business. Once you understand that, it'll be a little clearer for you. Remember, Apostle and I are here to encourage you, inspire you, and to push you where you need to be. That's why the men and women of God come on here. It's not just about listening to us. It's about listening to someone else. If we connect you to somebody, and that's where you're going to serve and worship God, phenomenal. You made that step. Go. That's where you need to be. It's time for us to be generation curse breakers. I know I am. I'm the first author in my family. I'm the first woman pastor in my family. And that's mind-blowing to me because, like I said earlier, I ran. You know my testimony. I'm not ashamed of it. You want to know, ask me. And I'll tell you the truth. It's time to take a stand because your seed and their seed and their seed depends on you. Hold your head up, men and women of God. Take your position. It's time for you to be who God called you to be. You ran long enough. You tried it your way, and it did not go anywhere. Now try God's way and watch what he do for you. I hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that God loves you. You're not alone. Remember, don't forget to put your helmet of salvation on after you thank God for still being in the land of the living and walk into your destiny with your head held high. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind. Blow my mind. You can do it. Blow my mind. Do the impossible. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh God, you can
blow my mind.
You have the ability, God, to that with us.
I have not seen.
Oh,
is have not heard.
Yeah.
Somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow my mind. We're in position now, God. You can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, say,
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Oh, you're able.
God can do anything.
You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God.
God can do anything.
Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything.
God can do anything.
You can do anything abundantly. Above all you can ask or think.
God can do anything.
He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare.
God can do anything.
That my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
Virginia, and I was at a school called Liberty University, and the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship, and on the way back down they got into a car accident, and one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors, and he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations, and we all began to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling, and they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom who said as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her legs. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that the brain, her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. But God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, hi, my name is Ruthie. She said, a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was a student who received a miracle. And she said, I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life. Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all youth and activity of her limbs, because we serve a God who can do anything but bow. Somebody lift up your eyes, brother. God can do anything. I need somebody to raise up a praise. Lift up your voice and declare it. God can do anything.
That cancer has to shrink, that diabetes has to go, that migraine has to go.